And as we're looking forward to Du Bois Community Days, Friday and Saturday, oh my goodness, I am prepared to laugh because that is definitely what you will do whenever you see Jonathan Burns. He is what is called a flexible comedian. So we're going to talk about what exactly that is and maybe some tips for becoming more flexible. I don't know if you'll ever get me to get to the point that Jonathan is, but certainly impressive. Jonathan Burns this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. Okay, so if somebody has never seen your performances, and I do encourage any of our listeners, you know, go online, look up Jonathan Burns. You've been on a number of incredible programs. Your stuff is pretty funny, but how would you describe it?
It's a comedy variety and stunt show, I would say. So there's a little bit of something for everyone. There's a lot of laughs and a lot of silliness, but there's also dangerous stunts and things that will wow and amaze you, and you won't want to look away.
I feel like the most dangerous thing I have seen is you, and I mean, I apologize if this is uncouth to say on the radio, but you have taken off your underpants without taking off your pants on a show before.
I have, and Du Bois, Pennsylvania may see that this Friday and Saturday.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah.
And, you know, it would be one thing if you were just, you know, flexible and doing all these routines and doing some pretty impressive things physically, but come on, you're a pretty funny guy as well.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, so the show is definitely, it's all very silly and fun. It's perfect for all ages, despite what you're thinking with the underwear right now. it's a great show for families. And I was at the Du Bois Community Days a few years ago, and I'm so excited to be back to see everyone again.
I was going to say, I remember you from years past, and what I remember most, I think, is I forget what you were almost hiding inside of, but all I saw was like this little hand creeping up. It is pretty incredible what you were able.
Yeah, that may have been my suitcase. I do squeeze my body into a suitcase.
Now, is that how
for your amusement?
Is that how you come into Du Bois? You are just fully packed and ready to go in a suitcase and somebody else brings you?
That's right. I'm in there right now. So hopefully on Friday someone will unzip me in time for my show Friday night.
Oh, how did you even get into this? How did you figure out that you were able to do these things?
I was a weird kid. That's kind of the way it starts for most performers. But I was just sort of a kid with a lot of energy. And then when I grew up in Johnstown in western Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
When I was living there, there was a magic shop that opened up. And I started getting interested in magic. And I started showing people tricks. And that was like, I got all this attention, really loved it. And I just kept going. So now I don't live in Johnstown anymore. A show business called. And now I moved to the big city of Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I'm now based there, but I love coming back to Western Pennsylvania to see everybody.
Oh, that's wonderful. What really gets me is any of the stuff that you do, you make it look so easy that I feel like I could just, you know, throw my leg wherever or, but I imagine it is pretty difficult. What's the most difficult thing that you're able to do? Or difficult for other people that you're able to do.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the physical stuff is definitely, you shouldn't try at home unless you've trained. But I think the hardest part sometimes is just keeping people at the show. That's something I had to learn early on, is to be entertaining enough that people don't want to walk away and leave. I think that was the hardest thing for me to learn, was just to hold the audience and keep their attention and do bigger and better tricks if they wanted to stick around and see the whole thing.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of that audience, I imagine, like for most performers, most entertainers, your 2020 was kind of unusual, maybe boring a little bit.
Yeah, it changed. I usually do about 200 shows traveling all over the world doing them, which is fantastic. But there were different plans for 2020. So when that happened, I built a TV studio basically in my house, and I was doing virtual shows from here. Well, it's a TV studio now. It was formerly the guest room, but we converted that, and then I was doing shows. So it was a sort of nice way to connect with people. But now I'm starting to get back out that they're safe to do so, and see people live, because there's nothing like that. It's different when you're performing in your basement to a camera. There's no reactions and unexpected things can happen at any moment.
Yeah.
Well, I was actually doing a show this year, and I'm performing for this camera. It's for a couple hundred people in California, and my daughter knocked on the door, and she opened it up, and she just came from her bath and was completely naked, walking into the room. I was like, no! So I had to squash that, and luckily no one saw anything. But
Well, that's good.
So that kind of unexpected things that happen at home will not happen this weekend at the community days.
I think everybody, over the past year has run into something like that. So yeah, we can relate.
Yes, I'm sure people can relate for sure.
Now that being said, since we are able to see each other in person and we're able to have that more traditional face-to-face interaction where we get to see you doing these things, what is the best compliment that we can give to you? You know, if we're watching the show, what do you like to see in the audience? What do you like to hear?
Whatever you can give me, claps, yeah, cheers, however you're moved. I think there might be a learning curve of people remembering how to react to shows, but I think we can do it together, and I'll help you along the way.
Okay, I'm going to relearn how to clap. Just put my hands together.
Start practicing now, and by Friday, you'll get it back.
I'll get it.
It's like riding a bike.
Jonathan, it has been just great getting to talk to you, and we're really looking forward to seeing you on Friday and Saturday here at Du Bois Community Days.
Yeah, I'm excited too. I'll see you guys soon.
All right. And that was Jonathan Burns, Flexible Comedy, going to be here at our Du Bois Community Days coming up. So stick around at his show, show him some love and some appreciation, and watch those incredible things that he's able to do.